Joining us on the phone today, it is Jennifer Hainsworth at Olds College, one of the instructors in the business program at Olds College, and the business students second year are putting on an event called The Taste of Olds.
Absolutely. So The Taste of Olds actually started through a course at Olds College. So second year business students in the business management program are in a project management class. And they were able to pitch project charters, and then from there, the class actually voted on which one they wanted to go ahead with, and the entire class has been involved in the planning, organizing, and ultimate execution of the event as well. So they are the ones that are driving this whole process for the Taste of Olds.
That's amazing. What's your role in all this? Are you an instructor of the business program?
I am, yes. So I'm an instructor in the business program specifically for this course and some of the other courses that the business diploma students are in.
That's really cool. So to your knowledge, is this the first time we've ever had a Taste of Olds like this around town?
It is. I know that years ago they had done sort of a Taste of Uptown Olds for some of the Uptown Olds businesses there, but in terms of Taste of Olds and area, this is the first time that a large-scale event like this has been done.
Very cool. So what kind of vendors are we going to have there? Is it all restaurants? Is Olds College Brewery going to be there? Tell me about who we're going to see.
Absolutely. So we have a variety of vendors that are coming. We have both food providers as well as we have breweries, distilleries coming. So we have, yes, Olds College Brewery will absolutely be there. We also have the Olds College Meat Shop, some other restaurants such as The Crossing and Bloom. And then within the community, we have Cacio and Pepe coming. We have Cocoa Tree Bakery. We have RC Eats coming. We have breweries as well. The Meadery, Fallen Timber Meadery is coming. Origins Brewery. We've got quite a wide variety that are coming to the event. We have over 20 vendors that are coming to the event.
It's going to be so much fun. Tell me about the cost to attend and then sampling and all of that.
Yes, absolutely. So it's free entry. There's no cost to get in. And so in terms of sampling, you buy tasting tickets at the door. They're $1 each. And then you can go and choose which vendors you want to sample from for that. And so the tasting tickets numbers are set by each individual vendor. One thing to note that it is a cash-only event, but there is an ATM on site. And then that in terms of what to expect at the evening, we'll also have live entertainment that will be happening throughout the evening as well. And so that you can enjoy the ambiance, come in for a quick visit, or stay for the evening.
It's going to be a ton of fun. One of the other great things about this is that it is all in support of a very good cause. You're not just supporting the Olds College business students, but the proceeds are being donated to a good cause.
Yes, absolutely. So in terms of the proceeds, all proceeds are being donated to the Mountain View Women's Shelter for them to be their construction of Kristen's Place.
Jen, we are so excited about this. Tell me again when this is happening, the date, the time, all of that good stuff.
Absolutely. So Taste of Olds is happening Thursday, April 3rd from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it will be held at the Alumni Center at Olds College. There's free parking for the event as well. And so we hope to see everybody there for this community event.
Awesome. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time today. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you so much.